one of President Joe Biden's initial plans with immigration was to unwind some of the former Trump administration policies. This included halting work on the border wall, lifting the travel ban on people from several predominantly Muslim countries, and reversing plans to exclude people in the country illegally from being counted in the 2020 census. In North Carolina, roughly 15% of residents are immigrants or children of immigrants. Nearly 150,000 of those people are undocumented college-age young adults. Angela Stacey, an associate professor of anthropology and global studies at UNC, is on the leadership team for UndocU Carolina. She hopes they can help undocumented students who are pursuing degrees at UNC.
North Carolina has really led the South as a new immigrant destination. At UndocU Carolina, we're really focused on building a culture of belonging for everyone, regardless of documentation status.
There is no federal or North Carolina law prohibiting admission of undocumented immigrants to U.S. colleges, public or private. North Carolina does not, however, grant undocumented or deferred action for childhood arrival, also known as DACA students, in-state tuition. Undocumented students are also ineligible for federal financial aid. This means at UNC, they would be responsible for over $17,000 in tuition and fees per semester. A Biden plan could help change this. His immigration bill proposal included a plan to give legal status and a path to citizenship to anyone in the United States prior to January 1st. This affects an estimated 11 million people and would reduce time family members would have to wait for green cards to enter. Biden also announced efforts to preserve DACA in a 100-day moratorium on deportations in the United States. Stacey said the effect has been felt across the country.
It's had an immediate effect in terms of especially this 100-day moratorium on deportation for most people who are undocumented in the U.S. and preserving DACA. I think this has given a lot of hope to folks. So I feel like there's a sense of momentum for immigrant justice issues broadly. And at UndocU Carolina, we're also hopeful.
Stacey says she is hopeful to see bipartisan legislative action during the Biden administration to allow undocumented people to come out of the shadows and rejoin the community. For 97.9 The Hill, I am Ava Pukach.